The fact that we are surrounded by trees this morning will not escape you. Each and every one of these trees here tells a story. Perhaps it's a memory, or a special cause, or it's about the environment, or about social justice. It may be a shared hobby or activity, ringing bells, singing. Friends have gathered together to make the decorations, and they've looked after each other, they've laughed, and perhaps they've cried in the process. Often it's about commitment to a cause that touches them or their loved ones. Each tree has its own story, not only in the making, but in what we each experience when we look at it, if we take our time. Sharing stories has always been important to people, because how else can we imagine walking in another's shoes? Early in the story of the children of Israel came the great patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Stories about them were handed down for hundreds of years. Later, the prophet Isaiah not only told their story, but spoke of the future of their people, foretelling it in the familiar words we hear every Advent, every Christmas, about the voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way, make straight paths." Isaiah's listeners gave their lives to God, and Isaiah himself gives us the great theme of Advent, getting ready, preparing ourselves and our community to receive God in our time as fully as we can. On this second Sunday of Advent, we celebrate the prophets as they tell, foretell, and forewarn. In the Gospel, we heard John the Baptist restating Isaiah's words. John is prophet and priest, and links the prophets and Jesus, who is prophet, priest, and king. John blesses his followers by baptizing them in the River Jordan, but also tells them, "After me comes one more powerful who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And the words lightly go over their heads as they themselves go under the water. Peter writes to his people of the same life-giving story, but we are told to wait in hope and expectation, all the while knowing the story, telling it, being part of it, living it out, somehow learning to live in a state of being rather than doing. Peter writes of God's patience with us, but also says that everything will be suddenly transformed, laid bare, seen for what it truly is. So by definition, there is nowhere to hide. All we can do and must do is live and work and pray in love and hope and peace. Anything else, anything less, isn't genuine, real or authentic. And suddenly the penny drops. Yes, as Peter says, suddenly we understand. Now where does all that leave us as we think about all that's happened around us this weekend? We've seen all sorts of stories of groups of friends, of people's faith, of memories, of mutual support and love of different groups of people. We've not been stories in books. We've each understood them through the festival of the trees and the music and all that's been going on here. When this festival closes, it's only the end of a chapter. The story carries on. The rainbow leaves and more will be sewn into blankets. Comfort, comfort my people. Something bright, bringing warmth and made with love, does just that. In the darkest weeks of the year, we watch and we wait for Jesus. His second coming, yes, but also for his birth. Like all human babies, he too needed a blanket to wrap him. And we remember that he did say that what we do for others, we do for him. We are to treasure this story, his story, to live it within this community and beyond it, sharing it throughout our lives. And this festival, in all its light and richness, has reminded us what that can look like and we give thanks. Amen.